Spoil yourself with this Beck and Soda podcast and then spoil your mum for this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the Beck and Soda podcast. Soda, I am just about to have a big, strong double shot coffee because as of tomorrow, the 1st of May, I am giving up caffeine to raise money for youth opportunities. It's a make or break challenge.
Right, so you're breaking habit.
I'm breaking the habit of coffee and you see me early in the morning. No coffee, no workie.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea that you give up caffeine. I think you should look at something else because I think for the sake of all of us, it wouldn't be wise for you to give that up. Because, I mean, it's a bit of a guess any morning on what we're going to deal with. And I think if you throw that factor in as well, I mean, anything could happen. It could be chaos.
Oh, come on. I must admit, producer Rach in particular freaked out. She's like, no, you need your coffee in the morning to make you happy. That's all right. I can find joy in other things.
Oh, so having the coffee, that's happy that we get at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one dwarf I don't think you've ever met.
All right, let's get into this podcast. Beck and Soda on SAFM.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Sometimes you can take things without paying for them. Yes. It's called theft. And we've been
don't encourage it.
A little bit about that, Beck. Yesterday we were chatting about what you flogged. You flogged a Snickers, didn't you?
But then I returned it because the guilt ate me up. Took it back to Bilo.
Really? And you didn't even tell them you took it. You just put it back on the shelf?
No, I just put it back on the shelf.
Mate, everyone's pinched something when they're younger. And it, look, it's just part of, I suppose, a rite of passage. And then you realise that you shouldn't be doing it.
Yes.
Belinda had, she'd knocked off a Mars bar in her knapsack. And then the IGA owner, Rexy, called her mum. And then she said she called the police. Right? And she was crying her eyes out. She was sitting in the front seat of a cop car. Mum got the cop car around.
Oh,
so she hasn't pinched anything since. Some people always get the cops involved, the parents. I like that.
It's not bad. On the Automaster's text line, Chloe, I stole some gel pens from this girl named Kelly. I lied and then the teacher sat us down and made us talk it out. She doubled down in the lie. I walked out with those gel pens, but they stopped working the next day and Kelly and I never reconnected.
That's
got
karma.
The pens, lost a friendship. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but the pens didn't work. They knew. The pens knew.
We're going to stop working.
Okay. Tiffany from Mount Barker stole some iTunes gift cards but then realised that they had to be authorised. So that was a waste of time.
Well, just flogged them off the rack.
Just flogged the cards.
Woo! I'm loaded.
When we were talking about this yesterday, we got a voicemail left. Have a listen to this one.
Hi, Beck and Soda. It's Graham from Smithfield. Heard you talking about stealing things when we were kids. When I was 18, got chased by the police, ran into the pub. They chased me. I ran out the other side and they'd left their police car open and I jumped in the police car and stole the police car. And I didn't get very far, probably about 1 mile down the road. Luckily for me, I didn't get any prison time, but I did get 100 hours community service and learnt my lesson. Don't steal. Not worth it. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham.
Yeah, nice.
Graham in the pub. Imagine the chance of that. You're running, the cops are chasing you. You go, well, I can get away here. I'm going to take their car. Don't try that.
No, don't.
That is not really.
Can you imagine me? I wouldn't get very far. I'd bloody crash into something on the way out.
You know where Graham was from? He said Smithfield, didn't he?
Oh, you're doing the accent.
Where do you reckon he was from? Come on.
He sounded Scottish.
No, mate, he's from Newcastle.
Yeah.
I bet you he's from Newcastle in Northern
England.
We're
playing England. That game later.
We should.
He can be the first.
You want to do that?
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Right now, we are playing the accent game. Soda has this uncanny knack of being able to pick an accent. Like, I can't even get a country, and you'll get it down to the region, the borough.
Well, I try to, Beck. It's, look, normally the country I can get pretty well. Then sometimes you can get the, a little bit closer than that. Mm. All right, where have we got?
Our first contender, we're heading to the southeast. It's good morning to Tony.
Right. Good morning, Tone.
Good morning, Beck.
Hey, how are you, okay?
I'm good, man, yourself?
Yeah, I'm going very, very well. Okay, Tony, how long have you been in Australia?
It's coming to 8 years now.
Okay, 8 years. Becky, any ideas where Tony's from?
A continent.
Yeah, he is.
A large continent, a well-populated continent.
Okay, Tone, what do you do in Australia here for work?
I'm a truck driver, mate.
Cool. You're a truck driver. Okay. And why did you come to Australia to live?
better opportunities, I guess.
Better opportunities. All right, Beck, what are you thinking for Tone?
Oh, Indian?
You reckon Tony's Indian? Tony, you're not from India, are you?
No.
Would you be from Beck?
Can I not play
Beck,
this game
why don't
at all?
Why don't you go to your default? Where do you think? What do you normally think?
I usually go to South Africa.
Tony, are you from South Africa?
Definitely I am.
Okay.
Yay! Right. And Tone,
you should have gone with
Tone.
Your
I reckon
heart.
You're from. How far? I reckon you're close to Johannesburg. How far away from Johannesburg are you from?
Not correct.
Whereabouts?
I'm from Devon.
And how far is Devon from Johannesburg?
A couple of hours, maybe 7-8 hours.
Oh.
No, you don't get that.
I don't get that.
No, you get the South African,
Devon.
But not Johannesburg.
Where about Devon in South Africa?
I'm going to give that to Beck, even though she didn't
what
say
it. What do you mean? She didn't even know anything about
South
it.
South Africa the whole time we played, and then I went with, oh my gosh, I wasn't even.
Devon in South
Sorry,
Africa.
Tony.
I thought Beck will get it because she had already come with it, but she said Indian. I said, oh, God.
Good on you, Tony.
Well done, mate.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Tony. Well done.
Oh, no.
Well,
we've
got South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right, Desmond. Is Desmond here is from Prospect. G'day, Desmond.
Yeah, good day, Soda. How you doing?
I'm going well, Devon. Devon was from where we were last time. Desmond, right. Beck, what would you like to ask Desmond so we can establish his accent?
What do you like about Adelaide?
I feel like I like the weather. It's kind of cool, and it looks like a retirement home for me.
What Adelaide does?
Yeah, it is.
Right,
Desmond. Yeah. I love your accent. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's
do you like
doing
it?
Something.
Right. Let's have a look. Let me think. Right, why did you choose Australia, Desmond, to live?
Oh, yeah, I came for my master's. I'm studying at Fleetwood, and I came for better opportunities in life, too.
Beautiful. And you love it here?
Yeah, sure. It's great here.
How long ago did you say you've been here for?
For 2 years, I think.
Right, from 2 years. What do you reckon, Beck? You got anything?
Sudanese?
No, you're not from Sudan, are you? He's laughing.
Nah, I'm not.
No, I'm thinking more sort of around Cameroon.
Okay.
Definitely African. Okay. Let me have a look at the map here. I think it's close to Cameroon, but you're not Cameroon, are you?
Nah, not very, kind of close, but I'm not from Cameroon. Yeah.
No, what about, okay, but let's go with Nigeria. Are you from Nigeria, Desmond?
Yeah, you're right.
Welcome,
what
Desmond.
What about that? Desmond, great
Welcome.
To have you here in Adelaide.
Yeah, thank you.
Just
stay on the line, Desmond. I want to spend some more time.
No, apologies, Desmond, for Beck.
Sorry, I'm just great.
All right, one more.
All right, now we're going to One Tree Hill. It's good morning to Gretchen.
And good morning.
Oh, Gretchen, good morning to you. How long have you been in Australia?
About 9 years.
Oh, I like your accent. Okay. And why did you choose Australia?
I met my husband's sister traveling in Europe. So I met her first and then met him when I did another trip to Adelaide.
Right. And what do you love about Adelaide?
It's quiet. You have the beaches, you have the hills, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, beautiful. Beck, please don't say South African, Beck. Okay, we just confirmed, Gretchen, you're not from South Africa, are you? Definitely not.
No, I'm out.
Right.
What are you thinking, Beck?
Come on.
Are you thinking more?
The game is not to make me look like a fool.
Yeah, I know, but I like you having a bit of a thought here. Like, are we talking African here, Beck? Are we talking South American? Canadian? Well,
oh,
Gretchen,
Canadian.
You're definitely not Canadian, are you?
No, I'm not Canadian.
Gretchen, what's your favourite food?
Pasta?
Pasta, okay. Well, you're not Italian.
You're Italian!
No, you're not. I'm thinking more... Puerto Rican.
Close?
Am I close?
Yes.
What about Dominican Republic?
No, you didn't. Someone told you.
What are you? Is it Dominican Republic?
Oh my God.
It is exactly.
Oh, hey, Gretchen.
What?
Well, the only place I know in the Dominican Republic is Santo Domingo. Are you from anywhere near there?
Yeah, so my little town is about maybe 45 minutes from Santo Domingo.
Oh, hello. You get that. 45
hello, Gretchen.
Minutes,
which
hello,
is
Gretchen.
Very close to Canada.
Dominican Republic. That's
nice
my best
work.
One yet.
Well done. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, everybody. Well played. Welcome.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Oh, big news in the footy world yesterday, Soda, with the announcement that Crows great Rory Sloane was retiring, succumbing to his eye injuries.
Well, he's had some pretty bad issues with the eyes. He had the fractured eye socket a little while ago. Detached retina, of course. 255 games, 16 seasons. Beck,
wow.
He came here in 2008 as part of the draft. I think he was pick number 44. Two-time best and fairest. Sloane joins us on the line. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, you too. Thanks for having me on.
Nah, very good, mate, to have you here. Now, Sloane, of course, the big news yesterday. I've got to say, now that you've had some time to process it, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of had a fair while to process it, really. As I mentioned yesterday, a couple of months ago, I probably knew deep down, but I needed to explore every option to try and get back. But no, I officially made the call probably a couple of weeks ago, and if anyone saw me at the golf on the weekend, they probably might have known I was maybe a little retired.
You on the hard fizz.
How good was it?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable event, far out. What didn't feel like I was at the golf, though.
Mm. No, you're right. You feel like you're at a party.
Aside from golf balls flying around.
Rory, this old Port Nuffy even had a bit of a tear in her eye yesterday when I watched the video of you addressing the players. You were pretty choked up. How was all the emotion around telling the players?
Yeah, that was the one I was probably stressing on the most. I couldn't concentrate on warning, but that was the one I just wanted to nail just in front of the players and staff and coaches and just everyone that's sort of been there, I suppose, over this journey with us. And there was definitely some moments, but lucky the kids sort of were a couple of icebreakers here and there, and a couple of little jokes in there might have helped. But that was it was nice to be able to do, to be able to address everyone.
Sloane, I can't believe how quickly this has gone, because I can remember a little blonde mop of hair. Mm. I think you were taking like pick 44 in 2008. So 16 seasons, you didn't come here with a lot of expectation, I think, externally. But coming out of out of Eastern Melbourne and Upway, and you rocked in here, and you were a chirpy, happy little positive kid. Can you sort of believe what had happened? Because what was the expectation when you first started from yourself?
I don't know, just enjoy myself, really. It was like you came over and all of a sudden you're thrust into, I don't know, just a Craigie regime, which was just train hard, work hard, and you'll get rewarded. So it was almost just like accept that. And I've always been super competitive. So as soon as I came in, you just wanted to, I don't know, beat the bloke next year and train as hard or train harder than someone. And all of a sudden I just found myself enjoying that whole process and getting rewarded for it. And nothing really changed. As soon as I started playing games, you just wanted to beat the guy you were playing on. And then all of a sudden you just want to start winning games and be involved in a great footy club, which, yeah, would have loved to win a few more games across the journey. But this footy club's certainly been an unbelievable footy club.
And the injury being an eye injury, obviously when you're weighing up sight versus a footy career, like, it must have been a pretty simple decision probably in the end.
It sounds
not that simple.
Yeah, when you put it that way. The bit I try to explain to people is like it's almost like the adrenaline hit, the feeling you get being part of that team. Just how much I love every part, every aspect of playing AFL football, the training, the work, the wins, the losses. But even just like we got a showdown this weekend, and watching is going to be pretty hard, because even just like the things like laying tackles in front of showdown crowds and hearing that cheer, and I know that's the adrenaline spike you're going to miss. And it's hard to explain to people, but that's why there's always so much emotion around retirement for everyone, because they know how much they enjoy it.
Sloane, I know you've probably seen every specialist you can about the eye. Was there an actual realistic thought that you could lose your sight?
Well, that was what I was risking, right? So I've done two detached retinas in the one eye. I've had a heap of tears. I've had stitches in the eye. I've had a fractured eye socket. So I've had a fair amount go on with them. And but more the detached retinas, they're the scary ones, because if they don't heal properly, like the surgery you get, and if they don't heal properly, you can lose some of your eyesight. And a lot of cases go that way too. So it was weighing up, all right, well, why do I keep getting these detachments in the first place? Because they're not from pokes in the eye, they're from knocks to the head. And I must have been a bit more susceptible to them than probably everyone else, because I don't know too many other people that's had two detached retinas playing football. But that was a risk. It was like knowing I'm probably a bit more susceptible to them, would be going back out there and flirting with it again. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
And, Sloane, when you were chatting yesterday to the boys, you acknowledged that there have been some, you know, pretty tough times for the club and for you personally over your 16-year career. How much strength has the club given you during that time?
Well, and that's what footy clubs do. Like, no matter what level, local level, professional level, footy clubs just wrap their arms around people when they need it most. Adelaide Football Club's done that for myself and my family and for so many others across their journeys. But they also celebrate the most amazing moments with you too. And I mean, I've been married, raised my children at that footy club. Some of the best moments in my life have been part of that footy club and also some of the most heartbreaking ones too. So that's, yeah, the Adelaide Football Club, I can never thank them enough. And I said this yesterday to them, I'll certainly try. I'll be their biggest fan for the rest of my life and so will my family, but I'll try and thank them as much as I can.
Rory, you mentioned about that adrenaline rush and you're playing footy. It's very hard to get anywhere else. The 30 minutes after you win a game and perhaps have a beer or a Powerade nowadays after you've had a win sitting there, you cannot replicate that in life. What are you going to do to fill that void? Where are you going to get the buzz, the adrenaline from?
Oh, I actually don't know. That's probably the bit that worries everyone when they retire, right? But I'll surf. I might have to step up my my game and go for a few bigger waves if I'm going to get that real adrenaline hit. I don't know. I'll surf. We'll travel. I'll certainly stick around and be part of the footy club because I think I can offer a lot and help this group out for the rest of the year.
Rory, you've got 3 kids under 4. That's enough adrenaline.
Yeah. It might be live my life through them, you know. That's probably what's going to happen, to be honest.
All right, how do you think you're going to feel in that lap of honour at the showdown on Thursday night, buddy?
Oh, it'll be emotional. It'll be very overwhelming. But it'll just be a great moment for me to say thank you to the fans and everyone that has come out and made so many memories. And we talk about that adrenaline hit, but that rush. But the reason we play footy is for the fans and that joy you see on their faces and the joy that they bring to you. So, it'll be overwhelming, and I'm sure, but it'll be something I really look forward to just to say thank you to all the people that have been there for me and helped us through this. We've certainly felt love from our whole fan base and supporter base.
Well, Sloaney, look, good timing with the decision too, because it's a Crows home showdown. If it had been a Port one, that would have been a very lonely lap of the Oval.
Yeah. Oh, no, we would have given you a clap. You're a legend, Rory.
Well done, buddy. Hey, wonderful career, and we will still be seeing a lot more of you around footy. Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Appreciate all the love from you too as well over the years. You've been great support for us, so thank you.
Oh, guys. I'm a big fan of Bell, you know that. I mean, and you.
Good on you, Rory. Thank you, mate. All the best for Showdown this Thursday night.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Beck and Soda are heading around the world.
Right, grab your passport, Rebecca Morse, because you are off to China.
Oh, Ni Hao.
Ni Hao, absolutely. Let's get you to China. Okay. The peaceful Chinese
pan
gardens.
Flute.
The pan flute. Is that what
that
is?
Very tranquil.
Is that the traditional Chinese instrument, your pan flute? I'm taking you to China because, Beck, there is a lady there now. Her name is Liang. Now, the problem with Liang is that they were doing a little bit of construction and they were building a motorway with a massive bridge. But Liang's house was in the way and Liang said, I'm not moving.
No.
I am not moving. You are not giving me the type of compensation I need. And for all the people down there on South Road and Port Rush Road that had their houses taken, Crossroads, all those different spots over the last 10 years, this is a little shout out to you because you too can be like Liang. So she said, I'm not moving to the Chinese government. I would have thought the Chinese government just get a bulldozer and take her out as well as the building.
I would have thought compulsory acquisition would be their middle name.
Exactly. But guess what's happened? Oh. She has decided that I am not moving. So the Chinese government said, stuff you, Liang. Mm. You know what? You can stay there. And they have built, and I've got a picture for you here, they have built a massive bridge and motorway around Liang's little 40 square metre property. And she is stuck smack bang in the middle of 4-lane traffic highways.
So the road goes in a straight line and then it kind of curves to accommodate her house and then join. So she's literally
have a look at the
sandwiched.
Picture.
She is sandwiched by a multi-lane highway. She doesn't even have any grass. She's just in the middle of
smack bang in the middle of it. They have just essentially taken the P155 and gone, stuff you, Liang. We will do exactly what we want. She's stuck in her house and she's essentially a prisoner in a traffic cell.
She's happy though.
How does she get out of it?
Where can she drive her car?
She climbs through a tunnel underneath to get out. She said, that you might think this environment is poor, but I feel that it's quiet, liberating, pleasant and comfortable.
It couldn't be quiet.
It's not liberating, pleasant and comfortable. It's bloody horrific, but inside her mind she feels liberated, which is great. And you know what it reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me of this man.
I mean, you just can't walk in and take a man's house.
And on what law do you base that argument?
The law of bloody common sense. It's not a house, it's a home. A man's home is his castle.
And Liang is in her Chinese castle.
It's the
good
vibe.
On her. How good is that?
Does she do traffic reports now?
She should.
Well, sure, she just says it's bloody busy the whole time.
Yeah, how good is that, though?
Can we find someone in South Road that doesn't want to budge? Let's see if we can build it around them. I know there's a crash repairers down there that are really finding it tough to get out there. And it's not a funny thing for these people because it's their livelihood.
The Tonsley is sitting there empty.
Yep. All right, let's start building around these places. Okay, good on you, Liang, you little star.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda, I'm still learning new things about you every day that we work together, including this little nugget that you dropped yesterday.
I didn't go on a plane till I was 18.
Aww.
How's that?
There you go.
Went to Bali. I can actually remember sitting on the plane as it was taking off going, oh, my God, this is an unusual feeling. I was sitting there with three mates and it was our first trip, overseas first trip ever on a plane. How old were you when you went on a plane?
I reckon I was flying as an unaccompanied minor. I reckon Mum put me on the flight to the grandparents when I was like 5 or 6, maybe.
Yeah, right. Hoping you wouldn't come back.
I was cute back
then. Is that unusual not to be on a plane till 18?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably nowadays it is, isn't it?
I think so. I think most of our kids are pretty privileged brats these days. Yeah. They fly from birth.
Yeah, well, why don't we do this, right, Beck? I am how many years old and I've never done something?
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So give us a call, 131060, or you can text us, 0488 52107. How old are you and you've never actually done something that we'd think most people would do? What about this one from Soph? Okay, she has put this on Facebook. Okay, she is 32. Get this, 32 and never, ever burped.
Wow, surely that's biologically impossible.
That's how easy it is, Soph. Just let one out like that. Hang
on. Oh, no. Soda. That was not a sound effect. That was Soda.
32
actually.
Never burped. She said, I don't know how to.
Okay. I see you that and I raise you Diana, who at 41, after 14 years with her husband, has never farted in front of him.
What?
No.
She's never punched Humphrey. At what age? At what age?
At 41.
41, she's never punched Humphrey.
She's got a very tight clench.
Just let it go. What about John? How good's this? Yeah. I'm 46 and I've never slept in a bed that wasn't the top bunk.
Oh, okay. It's like,
what's that, brothers-in-law?
No, stepbrothers. Stepbrothers, yeah. We're
46, okay. She said, as a baby, I was in a cot, but outside that, I've never slept in a bed that wasn't a top bunk. 46.
All right, 131060, give us a call right now. Finish this. I'm blank years old and I've never...
Ever done what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We might get some people to try things. We're looking for virgins, essentially, that have never done something.
Something.
Yeah. What
time
about
to experiment. Lynette?
I am 60 and I've never put fuel in my car.
Oh, Lynette!
What? Who's filling your car, Lynette?
Come on.
All right, 131060, you can get us on the Automaster's text line, 0488 52107. What have you never, ever done?
We're talking about the everyday things that we'd expect most people would have done plenty of times in their life, but something you have never done.
Right, don't burp again.
131060, give us a call.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda revealed yesterday that he didn't go on a plane until he was 18, so he put it up on our socials. I'm blank years old and I've never blanked. Dean, 36, never been on a plane. He's also, I don't know what the link is, never watched an adult movie.
Good boy.
You'd be the same, Soda?
Yeah, didn't get on a plane until I was 18.
Yep.
That's right. Susan's 40, never been to a club. Been in the club.
Like a nightclub.
Yeah, like a nightclub.
You're not missing out on anything,
Susan.
No, I know,
but that's because we're old.
Don't waste your time. Nothing good happens in those sort of places. Righto, let's go to Fiona. Fiona from Smithfield. Good morning to you, Fiona. Thanks for joining us. You are how old and never done what?
Hi, Beck and Soda. I'm 42 and I've never watched Forrest Gump.
Oh, really?
Never.
Have you never been curious about the show? I mean, most people have seen it. Why haven't you watched it?
I've been curious about 10 years ago. Me and my daughter were going to sit down and watch it, but it never eventuated. And yeah, it's never been ever really mentioned ever since.
Oh, Fiona, you need to watch it.
Yes, I'm planning to now. It's really, on the radar now.
But yeah, yes, you need absolutely. To know that life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes. And the journey.
Or you could go with the real.
My mum always said.
Rather than Beck's impersonation.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Hanks does it really well.
Yeah. I was so close, Fiona.
Go and check it out.
Righto.
Stacey in Gulfview Heights, you're how old and you've never done what?
I'm 43 years old and I've never eaten 2 minute noodles before.
Oh, lived.
They are a staple. What do you eat?
No.
What?
Oh, they smell so bad. So bad.
How do you know what they smell like if you've never eaten them?
My ex-husband used to have a huge bowl every morning, heaps of eggs. They're just, it stinks.
Oh.
Yuck.
You said, is that why he's the ex-husband?
Let's not go there.
Okay.
Thank you, Stacey.
2 minute noodles are good.
Mm.
And you can jazz them up a little bit. Yeah. You know, stick.
Is that right, Chef?
Yeah, I like to just sometimes chop up a little bit of tomato.
Yes.
Sometimes, because you know they give you that little powdery crap that's probably full of MSG and makes you thirsty.
Yeah.
Just go a little bit of basil pesto.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, wow.
A couple of olives.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
We'll put the recipe up
go to
on Calamata. Our socials.
Calamata, not the green.
Okay. Yeah.
What a catch. Danielle in Blakeview, you're how old and haven't done what?
I'm 33 and I've never cut my own toenail.
Oh!
Danielle, is that because you're a toenail picker?
No, my mum used to do it for me and then I moved out at 18 with my now husband and then he took on the responsibility.
Oh, Danielle, hang on. So, Danielle, your mum was cutting your toenails up until 18?
Yeah. And then my husband took over, which is really sweet.
Sweet is not the word I'm thinking of.
Is it? Do you have a toenail aversion? Why don't you want to go near him?
I don't know how to do it. I never learned. So.
Does your husband have a foot fetish, Danielle?
No, he doesn't. Well, I don't think he does. But and I've never cut our children's either because he just does it. He just lines us up and sniff on it as he goes.
Danielle, I can tell you right now that my toenails need a trim, particularly my two big ones. Beck, have a look at them right now. They could
they do
with a trim.
Gross.
Danielle, you're very welcome to come in here and practice on my toes.
Oh, nah.
You sure? There's no jam in them. There's no jam in them, okay? No tin here.
Thank you, Danielle. And your husband.
Well done.
Never, ever.
Danielle's husband.
Yeah, never.
The
thank you.
The toenail.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're in a big game Thursday night. Showdown is on. And we're so excited. We've got tickets to give away.
Yeah, we do. We have given the tickets to Kayla, who's sitting here. Tell us how big a Crows fan you are, Kayla.
I love the Crows. I've loved them since I was, born, basically. My earliest memory of being a Crows fan was when I was 3 years old when they won the grand final. And my mum took me to the parade in King William Street.
Awesome.
So, I literally remember sitting in the pram.
At three?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, crazy. It was good. And I love the Crows.
Right. So we have these showdown tickets. Kayla, we can give you these tickets. There's no doubt, right? So you are going to the showdown.
Amazing.
Now, the issue is we just need to work out where you're going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what is it about the Crows? Who's your favourite player?
Well, my favourite player was Rory Sloane, but he announced his retirement, so I'm so devastated. I literally cried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was sad, but
okay.
I loved him.
Yeah, and who else? Who's been your biggest favourite cry of all time? Is it Rory or was there someone else?
Well, he's definitely up there. I did love Andrew McLeod back in the day as well.
Yeah,
he was one of my favourites for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Righto. And when you're at the game, are you vocal? Do you get out and cheer or you sort of sit there quietly?
Oh, no, I don't sit there quietly at all.
Oh, you rip into
it? I definitely cheer the Crows on. Yep, for sure.
Brilliant. Do you rip into the opposition too?
I get amongst the booze, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
Booze, oh, the booze is in, not the drinks.
No.
Oh, no, like boo, as in like boo. Thank you for goal.
Come on, Beck. I get amongst the booze.
Right.
That too.
Now, you couldn't get your tickets for this showdown.
No.
Right.
They were sold out by the time I tried to get my hands on them.
Righto. Well, this is the best opportunity because we have these tickets for you, okay? Which is great. Who are you going to take?
Well, I was thinking about taking my sister, but she left me hanging, so I might take my son.
Right, so she was meant to come in with you today.
She was meant to come into the studio with me today, yeah. So
bit of moral support.
Yeah.
Right. She's nah. Bad. Well, take your son. How old's he?
He's 10.
Right. Okay. Oh, he'll be into it. Have you made him be Crows as well?
Yeah, for sure.
He had no choice?
He had no choice.
Right. Who's his favourite player?
He loved Eddie Betts when Eddie Betts played for Crows.
Great guy. Everyone loved Eddie. Okay. Yep. Well, Beck, what we did yesterday, we're trying to establish sort of amongst all of you, our listeners, what the split is for Crows Port. Mm. And this is how it rolled out.
Go on the pack.
Go the Crows!
Go Crows!
Go the Crows!
What? Definitely the Crows.
Go the mighty Crows.
Port all the way.
Go you Crows! Port are going down.
Right. Now, Kayleigh, you probably won't be surprised, but we got about 60% of calls, Beck, were Crows, 40% power.
Yeah. Well, we did it early, and then we Port fans were sleeping off a live golf hangover, I believe. So what we want to do is put it to you. Where is Kayla going to sit? Is she going to get to sit with the Crows faithful or Port fans? Do we want to jam these lines and get her plonked right in the middle of the Port Adelaide cheer squad for the showdown?
How do you reckon you'd go sitting with the cheer squad, Kayla?
Oh, I wouldn't go.
What? Oh! No. No, no, no.
Okay, Port people, you know what to do.
No, no. I wouldn't like it. Maybe I'll just spend most of my time at the bar.
Right, you have to sit in those seats. We will glue you to the seats. If it is. Right, so Port fans, if you think Kayla needs to be pressured and put into that Port area, give us a call, 131060. Crows fans, if you want Kayla to have the peace and quiet of sitting amongst her faithful, you call, right? The most fans we get will determine where you're sitting, Kayla, okay?
All right.
Right, your fate is in the hands of the listener.
Yeah, you well, hopefully it's Crows supporters.
Come on, Port.
Supporting
people.
Me.
131060 is our number. It's up to you, Adelaide. You decide.
Rally your troops back.
Come on. Come on, boys and girls. You know what to do.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Two sleeps to go till showdown.
Ooh, it's on. Right, it's on. Thursday night, it's going to be huge. It is a Crows showdown, so it means that the stadium is going to be full of the tricolours. There'll be a few Port fans scattered, of course, and there'll be certainly a Port Adelaide cheer squad. Beck, all your buddies.
Yes, my mates. All right, Kayla's here. She's got the tickets. What we need to decide is where those tickets will be. And we've asked you to decide her fate. Rebecca in Morphett Vale, where is she going to sit?
Kayla's going with the Crows. Yeah, come on,
Crows! Rightio. Right, hey, Rebecca, good. Okay, there's one for the Crows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Taylor from Valley View. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Hey, oh, hang on, Taylor, how old are you?
11.
11, and who should Kayla have to sit with?
Port Power.
Right, hey, geez, the 11-year-old's getting in on it
too. Right.
All right, one of each.
Okay, so Kayla, we know, is a massive Crows fan. Where are we going to sit her? Michelle in Dernancourt. Where do you want to pop her?
Go the Crows!
Oh, Michelle, surely we should put her in Port Adelaide. Shouldn't we put some pressure on her?
No way. Why would you do that to a 10-year-old? Can you imagine how sad he would be? That's just cruel. It's not fair, and SANFM should not do it.
Oh, see, she's looking after your son, because you said you'd probably take your son.
Yep.
And he's 10. Well, responsibility for Michelle there. Don't let the 10-year-old in with the
Come on.
Score check. Three down. It's two for the Crows, one for Port.
All right.
Best of five.
Glenys and Ranella, where do you want Kayla the Crows fan to sit?
I think she should experience sitting with a real cheer squad. Go Power!
Oh, Glenys, have you been around that cheer squad before?
I have, and they are the best.
Right. if what would Kayla have to put up with if she had to sit in that cheer squad, you reckon, Glenys?
Well, look, it might teach her how to cheer for the Crows. Like, they are the best cheer squad, so, like, go.
We do.
Right. I think she'd learn something.
Righto, Kayla. We are sitting at two apiece, all right? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit nervous.
Right, if you're sitting amongst that Port crowd and they've got their big Charlie Dixon banners and they've got their flags and they're going crazy, how are you going to handle that?
Like I said, I'll be at the bar.
Okay, well, let's find out, Beck. We've got one more.
All right. The decider.
The deciding vote goes to Sarah in Athelstan. Where are you sitting?
Guys, come on. We can't do this to the poor girl. And she doesn't need to learn anything because she's already got class. Go the Crows!
Oh, Sarah! Yeah. Sarah, that's no pressure sitting amongst the Crows faithful.
No,
don't do it to the poor girl. Beck, I'm sure you wouldn't want to sit in the Crows cheer squad. So
she has a point.
Well done. Thank you, Sarah. Well done.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, everyone, for the calls. Kayla, good news is you're going to sit with all your Crows fans.
Thank God.
She was sweating.
Have a wonderful time. Enjoy the game. It's going to be really emotional with Rory Sloan doing his lap beforehand. Do you think you'll have a little tear?
Oh, for sure. Mm. Definitely.
Good on you.
I love him.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Now it's time to get busy for mum. Spoil your mum for this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. SAFM.